Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. He's leaving the House, the White House, that is, President Trump, heading to Arizona today for one of the only trips he's made outside of the White House in weeks because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. He's set to tour a Honeywell facility in Phoenix that's expanded production to make N95 masks for first responders. He'll also hold a roundtable discussion to support Native American communities, which have been especially hard hit by the pandemic. Meanwhile, a former FDA commissioner says the coronavirus death toll is likely to rise by about 3,000 a day into the month of June.
We still have a high level of infection in this country. We've reached a plateau, but we haven't seen the kind of declines that we were expecting to see at this point. And as we start to reopen the country, cases are likely to go up, not down.
Dr. Scott Gottlieb speaking on the Today Show, and this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A new poll shows most Americans support conducting the November election by mail. Reports are that a Suffolk University survey says 65% of Americans see it as a good alternative to the traditional way of voting in person, but the issue does fall along party lines. 84% of Democrats like the idea of mailing in their votes. Just 43% of Republicans support it. Rideshare companies now requiring face masks, as we hear from USA's John Hunt.
Uber and Lyft are hoping that the growing use of face masks amid the coronavirus outbreak will make customers comfortable enough to climb back into ride-sharing vehicles. Uber will soon require that both passengers and drivers wear masks or face coverings in certain markets. They did not specify exactly where the new mandate would apply. Uber is also developing technology that would detect if a driver is wearing a face mask or covering before they begin taking on trips.
This is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is rejecting the theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci says in an interview published in National Geographic yesterday that the evidence points to a virus that evolved in nature and then jumped to species or from species to humans. His comments would seem to contradict those of President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who say they have seen evidence that the virus did come out of a lab in Wuhan, China. So far, no such evidence has been made public, and China has rejected the claims. More than two dozen service members are getting a Purple Heart from the Iran missile strike earlier this year. U.S. Central Command announcing 29 soldiers have been approved for the military medal. Six have already received their medals. The rest will be getting them this week. Iran's missile strike in January targeted an Iraqi base housing American troops. It was a retaliatory strike for the killing of a top Iranian general. And Wendy's is struggling to keep burgers on the grill because of a meat shortage. Some locations say they're already out of items because several meat processing plants have been hit so hard by the coronavirus outbreak and they've been forced to close down. We're open online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to stay true to the mission and, you know, what it means to get this country back on track, let's free up the people, let's get back to work, do it in a responsible way. And I believe for the most part, you know, most Americans are going to be responsible. Even some of these pictures, I question some of these pictures that are taken at the beaches where it shows people, you know, possibly violating some social distancing. Look, I don't think people want to get sick. And I think they're happy to get out there and they're very cautious. No doubt. I mean, we're hearing reports, and I got to bring Dan Perkins here right now, nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author and columnist, syndicated radio host. Dan, I will say that most people are still very cautious. I mean, the reality of COVID-19 and its lethality is serious, and I don't think people are just running reckless out into, you know, into the virus zone and wanting to, you know, put themselves at risk or their family members. I say that in a general context in hoping and, if I dare say, assume that people, you know, have the right interests at heart. And what we're hearing from some of these governors is, I think, a little too penal and, you know, overstated.
Well, I don't think I totally disagree with you. I think there are issues that we as a people have to come to grips with. And that is that there are, believe it or not, there are two classes of people in the United States. Those that are predisposed to getting sick and those that are not. Those that are predisposed to get sick, based on what we've seen of so far, are people over 60 years of age with some other medical problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we are ignoring the fact that before COVID-19, the average death rate in the United States was about 7,800 people a day,
mm-hmm,
from various things. The number one killer being cancer at almost 600,000 people. If we look at the number of cases that have been identified in the United States through testing, we have a number of about 1.2 to 1.3 million. In an average flu season, Bill, we will have between 29 and 41 million cases of flu.
Yes, right.
We'll have 500,000 to 750,000 people with the flu who will wind up in a hospital, and in an average flu season, between 40 and 70,000 people die. So if you look at it, and these were the numbers, I was on your show early on in this process talking about how the numbers didn't work for me, still don't work for me. I think that what's happening is that the American people are saying, wait a minute, we don't have a vaccine. There's no guarantee that we're ever going to have a vaccine. We just had one drug last Friday approved for emergency use, and more studies are coming in, and it may be the only drug that's approved by the FDA. We have to get on with the rest of our lives. And
exactly.
And the young people who are going out to the beaches and the other people who are going out to the beaches are the lowest possible risk in America. And so I think that the strategy has to be is that we've got to let the working generation work, and we've got to provide protection for the elderly, like me and you. And,
Dan,
and let's get it going.
Yeah. No, you bring an excellent point here. And when you put out the numbers, the real numbers of people dying from cancer or how many people die from the flu, and we didn't shut down our economy, but yet we're doing it for COVID-19. What has changed here?
What has changed here is that we had, and I wrote a commentary about this. We have an organization in London called the Imperial College.
Mm-hmm.
The Imperial College put out the initial forecast that said 500,000 Brits and 2.2 to 2.4 Americans would die as a result of this.
Mm-hmm.
At that moment in time, the American mainstream media panicked, and they beat this horse every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, creating more panic, not only in the American people, but in the healthcare people.
Mm-hmm.
And their projections and the things that we supposedly had to do to prevent this pandemic, in my opinion, will come out sometime later that our good doctors panicked themselves and overreacted.
Along with Governor Cuomo, based on the data, based on the data and the science, as they kept saying. Dan, let me ask you, this organization in London that presented this, that really raised up the fear factor, is this the same people that has been giving us all these false statistics and the doom regarding climate change?
Absolutely. I pointed that out in the commentary, that the same group of people that scared us with into climate change. And what we found was that the people who put out the data were tied to other groups who knew that the data was false. I did a report on this very issue that you're talking about, and remember the famous Barack Obama statement, 99% of all the science
exactly
in the world.
Right. Yeah.
When I did the research and looked into it, the Imperial College was the originator.
Oh,
of that.
They were okay. All right.
And analysis was done by a research group in Australia and found that in reality, 64% of the scientists who they said had opined about global warming absolutely did not.
Mm-hmm.
And so there have been false and misleading statements. The science has not worked in the global warming situation, and the science is not working in what's happening with COVID-19.
You know, once again, proving the axiom, it is not the figures that lie, it's the liars that figure, right?
You got it.
Yeah, here we are once again. And as a result, we've got unemployment at you know, just heartbreaking levels. And, boy, something needs to, you know, get adjusted really quick here. I believe Donald Trump is trying to do that. But, you know, we're so far down the road that some of these governors cannot really see clearly what the mission is all about and how we get through this in a responsible sort of way without scaring the holy what have you of their constituency. We've got more from Dan Perkins on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's Purina.com/homewithpets.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
See, what they don't tell you
because I was an altar boy, I can speak French and Latin, too. But, you know, they only had so much time. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez. Dan Perkins continues with us, the nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author and columnist and syndicated radio host. Dan, you had written something several months ago that bears repeating, and I thought it was very insightful because this almost got lost in translation here, and that is that there's a coalescing consideration between MERS, SARS, and COVID-19. Tell our audience about that.
They're all part of the COVID strain, mm-hmm. and so that it's a type of core virus, and they are different in the sense of viciousness. The most vicious of the three is Middle Eastern respiratory, MERS, mm-hmm. MERS, mm-hmm. because people die rapidly from that. And so they're all in the COVID strain. Most flus are part of the COVID strain. So this is a very, very dangerous bacteria, viral mm-hmm. bacteria. And conventional antibiotics that are used to treat infections mm-hmm. don't work against a virus. So penicillin and all the other stuff that we're used to taking has no benefit. So historically what we've done is created viruses, then create a vaccine to fight the virus. There's some discussion about whether or not the Chinese created a virus in the process of trying to find a cure.
Vaccine?
Yeah, to figure out a vaccine for it, and it got out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was the concern for the American scientists that were involved early on. We reported last week that it was Dr. Fauci himself with the NIH who was directed by Barack Obama not to have anything to do with this lab, decided to do an end run. I guess, he operated under the same email system as Hillary Clinton and decided to go his own way and directed $3.7 million of the people's money to Wuhan. And then, shortly thereafter, the American scientists said, hey, we're out of here, man. These guys are dangerous. They're not following protocol. Something's going to leak out. This is a mess. So they bailed. So, you know, that was the first warning sign that seemed to be taken quite casually. Again, we've given so much liberty on so many levels to China. I mean, because of their responsibility, lack of responsibility, and our lack of responsibility. I mean, we're all part and parcel of this.
We are, and that's very true. The question that I have been asking, and yet I haven't found anybody else who's raising this issue, and it's parallel to what you're talking about. If you go to the Johns Hopkins website and look at the coronavirus and you look at the spread and where it's in 182, 185 countries around mm-hmm. the world, this happened in 4 months mm-hmm. or less. In fact, all those nations were infected in less than 4 months. Somebody needs to ask the question, how did it get so widespread so rapidly? I believe the answer to the question is the fact that there were 5 million people mm-hmm. in Wuhan who left Wuhan before the Chinese government sequestered the city.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in a piece that I wrote last weekend that this was clearly a terrorist attack and mm-hmm. that those 5 million people who were dispersed all over the world, people don't know this, Bill, I wrote this piece. In 2018, 160 million Chinese citizens traveled the world. 160
wow.
million.
Wow.
And so I believe that what happened here is that this thing got loose. And I've used this analogy many times on this. the Chinese found themselves at the fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
The left-hand fork said, if I go this way, I mean I have to be totally transparent. I have to apologize to the world, and I have to let the world come in, and I have to do everything I can to try and stop this virus from spreading.
And I'm going to take the full hit economically, solito lindo. It is going to be all in China, and China was already economically compromised, Dan. So, you know, it goes back. I was going to ask you. I mean, this seems to me that this was a determined and an intentional move by the CCP.
I agree, because the left flank of the fork in the road says we're going to make the world pay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take care of our people first before we let anybody know what's going on. And these 5 million people that left and went all over the world were the unwitting ambassadors of death,
yes,
to the world. And the Chinese knew that. And yet, mm-hmm, Bill, nobody's talking about that.
I know.
How do you look at that map? How do you look at that map and not ask the question, how is it possible this stuff spread, mm-hmm, from Wuhan, China, to 185 countries in less than 60 days?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about a year, Dan, because we're not beholden to the Chinese. We don't have the Confucius Institute as part of our radio board here. So we are, you know, we say we're independent. We are independent. So we're independent of all those other outside influences because our objective is the truth. We want to get down to the truth of the matter. Now, this thing is a political hot potato. You know, the president himself has been attacked because he has just said, hey, we're going to look into this. Well, my goodness, you know, you got Nancy Pelosi saying we're not going to give any money, you know, to fund any investigation. In fact, our money is going to go to investigate the president one more time. I mean, you know, this is kind of absurd, you know, this stuff that is going on. But whether or not we'll get to that point where China does pay up or there's some sort of, you know, retribution, financial retribution. I mean, you've had over 60,000 Americans die because of their irresponsibility. Now, if it was the other way around, I'll guarantee you China would be coming out at us three ways a Sunday. But what we need to be careful of is that we don't do to China what the world did to Germany or what the United States did to Japan, and that is that we push them, you know, back against the wall to where all of a sudden they start opening up silos because last time I checked, they still have nuclear weapons, do they not?
Yes, yes, sir, they do. They do. I think you're absolutely right, and we have to, but we have to bring the information to the American people and to the people in the world, because I got to believe that people in France and Italy and Spain and Portugal and all the rest of Europe, and the rest of Asia, mm-hmm, are asking the question: how
exactly
did it spread so rapidly?
Mm-hmm.
And the damages that were done by the decision of the Chinese have ramifications on a global basis. And it started there, and they didn't cooperate. They continued to stonewall it.
Here they are collecting PPE. I mean, there should have been a notice internationally saying, hey, why are these guys all of a sudden ordering so many ventilators? Why are they ordering up all this PPE? And then President Xi, I don't know if he directly picked up the phone to President Trump and said, hey, look, we need some PPE stuff. So President Trump opens up the vault, sends him, you know, a bunch of health equipment as well. And, I mean, these guys are hoarding everything. And I still don't know, after all is said and done, Dan, who's got all the toilet paper? Inquiring people want to know, where in the hell is the toilet paper?
And why are the shelves still empty?
I'm telling you, we got to get on the other side of this stuff, but we also have to maintain clarity in terms of the mission objective here, Dan, and I think this is what we're losing, unfortunately, and the mainstream media is not helping us right now because of their antithetical viewpoint of Donald Trump. They think if they serve Donald Trump in any manner, it hurts their cause, and this is where we are today. So we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Dan Perkins right here with Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan, as always. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
This season has marked an exciting development for the Tide Gospel Radio Ministry.
We're now broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ in 27 languages. Our two newest radio programs reach the people of Pakistan in the Pashto and Saraiki languages. The Pashtun people are very strict about traditions and closed to outside influence. Likewise, those we're reaching through the Saraiki language are heavily influenced by Islam. That's why it's so important that we continue to work with local partners who know the language, culture, and the customs. And we're honored to be working in partnership with Pakistan Christian Recording Ministry to reach many new people for Jesus in Pakistan.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is making a difference in the lives of listeners in two new languages in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community, starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk, and now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable. We'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us right now is America's Money Answers Man. Yes, the one and only Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Always good. Well and safe, everybody. Family doing okay, huh? All hunkered down and staying out of trouble?
Well, the country, though, I mean, we're approaching 60,000 deaths. We've had over 1 million infections. Some places are getting better, but some places are getting worse. The three hot spots, I guess you'd say, are prisons, nursing homes, and meatpacking plants. And all three of those are continuing to rise at dramatically high levels, unfortunately.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing to draw from this is that, you know, just as you say, approaching 60,000, we had, I think, that and then some with, you know, the flu strains A and B. I mean, this has been a terrible season, you know, whether it's the coronavirus or flu A or B.
Well, yeah, but this is hitting people, killing people who are perfectly healthy before. It's also killing people who are immunocompromised or weak in one way or the other. But, I mean, perfectly healthy young athletes and so on are getting it and dying pretty quickly as well. So this is much, much more than just the traditional flu. And obviously it's changed society in so many ways. Mm-hmm. So lots of states are still closed down. Other states are starting to open up a little bit. You know, Georgia, South Carolina. We'll see how it goes. It's a big risk. I mean, hopefully it'll work well. Hopefully social distancing will work. But if it doesn't, If the flu comes roaring back, then they'll have to close it down all over again.
Well, again, you know, this is the part of the challenge that we're dealing with, Jordan, is the information that's out there that we're getting from so-called experts and doctors that supposedly know better, because one moment they're telling us that, you know, temperature, summer season, like any virus, will have a positive effect in terms of eliminating it until it comes back in the fall. But then we hear contravening responses to that. And then again, we're reminded that, oh, it's summertime, you know, and when you look at other countries, what they're experiencing, I mean, they're, you know, here we are, we're not quite there, but they're already in summer, and they've already had a decline. So, it's tough to discern some of this stuff, and, you know, it's not like we are risk-averse, although we've been preconditioned a little bit. The media would want us to, you know, indoctrinate us to where we're so risk-averse that we're afraid to go out of the house. And look, we've got to get back to living, you know, responsibly.
We do, Will. It's this big trade-off between health and being able to earn a living. And you can understand why people get angry when they're being quarantined and not able to earn a living, which is a lot of people. I mean, some people can earn a living from home and their computers, but a lot of people have to show up someplace and do it, and they're being denied getting a living. Now, they got a check for $1,200. About a quarter of Americans did. That was nice, but that's not going to last very long.
Exactly.
And then on the business front, we've had this paycheck protection program, the PPP, which initially was funded at about $350 billion. That lasted about 14 days. About a week ago, the Congress reauthorized it for another $330 billion. There was already $100 billion in applications ready to go that had not gone through the first time, and that in the first day was gone. So the $330 billion is probably going to be gone within a week, something like that. I mean, the amount of money that the federal government is printing and borrowing is just staggering. Nobody's going to be worrying about the deficits, but that's clearly going to be one of the impacts of all this.
And hopefully, you know, the small businesses, and I know, look, every business is different. Everybody has a different psychology on this. You know, there have been some institutions who have major endowments. You know, they're applying, they're getting money and stuff. And, you know, that, to me, that's not what it's for. I mean, just because it's, you know, supposedly free money from the government, you go ahead and grab it, but you're depriving people, you know, small businesses, that 50-60% of small businesses, which is the foundational engine of our economy, you're depriving them the opportunity, the ones that really need it. And, you know, it's like, where's your conscience? Exactly.
10 people and fewer was what it was designed for. And when the Los Angeles Lakers and Harvard and Harvard and Shake Shack start getting it, there's going to be a lot of outrage. But the lawyers will get rich later on this bill. Right now,
you know they will. You know they will. They always figure it out. That and the Justice Department. Because I always ask, I go, okay, you guys just got a big reward. Where did that money go that you guys, you know, you find them all these bazillions of dollars. Where's it? Oh, you know, because I said, well, does it go back to the general fund to offset our deficit? Oh, no, it goes into our own budget.
Exactly.
I go, you got to be kidding me. See, this is the stuff that aggravates the American people, Jordan, is that we're getting duped, we're getting worked here. Yeah.
Yeah, in many ways, both domestically and internationally. Let me tell you a story that I heard, Bill, which will get you mad, but that's a good thing.
Okay.
I heard, and this is confirmed, that China, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia saw this coming in January and bought 12 billion masks and put them away in a warehouse knowing this was coming.
Right.
And then when it started hitting in March and April, they were selling them for double the normal price. Normally it's like $3. They were selling them for $6 plus. So profiteering off of this. I call this mask futures. It's almost like an inside bet that they knew this was coming. And now they're profiting from everybody around the world.
Who got the toilet paper?
I don't think they stockpiled that as much as masks.
Well, it's got to be somewhere. I mean, the fact that we have no toilet paper everywhere, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. We have to have toilet paper futures now, I guess, as well. Yes.
No.
But I mean, there's going to be a lot of things coming out about this that's going to make people very mad, and that's just one example of it.
Are we ready for the whole truth and nothing but on this, Jordan? I mean, you know, because like you said, people are, they're already aggravated. They have this sense that we've been worked on this, and, you know, to see all this money grubbing that's going on, whether it's the L.A. Lakers or whoever, you know, Harvard, whatever institution that's unfairly taken advantage and rigged the system, and then, of course, you know, China, it's not enough that they did what they did, but definitely taking advantage. I think the only plausible thing that I can consider, because my initial deal was a military bioweapon that was released on purpose, but I think that I'll give them the benefit of the doubt right now and think that it was something that was by accident. But in realizing that it was out and where China was at the time economically, they were in strains. I mean, their GDP was in the tank. They were in all kinds of trouble. If they'd have taken themselves the full force and impact of the release of this coronavirus, this would have absolutely devastated their government. And I think reason tells me that they just said, hey, we're not going to take it by ourselves. We're going to release it and let everybody feel the pain of the coronavirus, because we're not going to be the only one that goes in the tank. If everybody goes in the tank, then it kind of levels the table. Does that make sense?
Possible, but I don't think they had a plan to release a pandemic that was going to destroy the world. I mean, they do want to have a healthy world to buy their products, so
right.
It doesn't make
you
sense
think
they want to control the world. Although what's happening now is they pretty well got it under control, and their factories are coming back, and you know, they're kind of getting back in a better way, while the rest of the world is still in an awful lot of pain. So it's going to make mm-hmm. them stronger, but there's going to be a lot of resentment of them all over the place.
A couple minutes left. Go ahead.
Yep.
I want to talk oil prices. Go ahead.
Well, I want to talk about estate planning briefly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this
all
is something I'm hearing from people.
Mm-hmm.
Is we've had over about 60,000 people die so far, mm-hmm. over a million cases. Most of those people, Bill, do not have wills, legal and health care powers of attorney, do not resuscitate orders. I mean, it's
yes.
not fun talking about these things, but you've got to have this stuff taken care of, because
without
the families left behind are going to have years of battling mm. in probate court over all these things. So it's a very simple thing. I actually have at MoneyAnswers.com in the Resource Center several very simple online ways of doing estate planning documents. There's one called Trust and Will. There's another one called Rocket Lawyer. There's another one called Legal Templates. You just fill in who the beneficiary is, where you want the assets to go, who's going to make medical decisions. If you've got a tube down your throat, you're not exactly in a position to make healthcare decisions for yourself,
no,
you know?
No.
So
yeah, you have to make those beforehand.
You've got to have these things taken care of. You have to, and now's the time to do it. So hopefully that'll help some of the folks. It causes more pain than necessary if your papers are not in place, if you don't have a do not resuscitate order, if you don't have these healthcare powers of attorney.
Huge.
So that's my assignment for your listeners. Take care of these things when you can.
Well, we'll talk oil prices the next time we get together. Jordan, where can they go to be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your listeners all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This is sponsored by the American Association of Endodontists, AAE. During the coronavirus pandemic, 84% of endodontists' offices remain open for treating patients with dental emergencies. By addressing a large percentage of all emergency dental care services during this pandemic, endodontists are adept at current infectious control protocols. Dr. Alan H. Gluskin, president of the AAE.
If you have severe tooth pain or a dental infection-related fever, contact your local endodontist immediately rather than going to the hospital emergency room for urgent care. Also remember, good oral health practices are tied to overall health, including fighting infection. Wash your hands before and after brushing and flossing, and keep your toothbrush clean by rinsing it with water after brushing.
For more information, please visit www.findmyendodontist.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. David Almasi is back with us. He serves as the Vice President of the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us on.
Well, always good. So staying well and safe, my friend, right?
Oh, trying to. You're doing pretty well. I'm here in suburban Virginia.
Well, I'm good. Well, just stay healthy. And meanwhile, you know, this COVID-19 is running rapid. It is challenging our basic of most dire principles that have, been the bulwark of this country. But, you know, and I think it's for good reason because, you know, for a nation not that long ago, I say nation, mostly young people who were seriously thinking that socialism was the way to go, well, I guess you got to be careful what you ask for because you may get a taste of it sooner than later, right?
Absolutely. I've seen a meme going around with Stalin saying, like, how's your free 30-day trial of socialism?
Well, here it is again. I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And so this is the opportunity for America, you know, to, get a taste in seeing what's happened. And then also to realize the government that they have put into office here. And you see some of these governors who have become rather draconian and heavy-handed in trying to, I not say even limit their liberties, but even to abolish their liberties, all under the fear of this COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. And you're talking to a guy who's supposedly under lockdown until June 10th. So, yeah, we're not seeing it quite as harsh on a daily basis as, say, Michigan or something like that. But they certainly want to keep our businesses closed for
months now.
Well, David, the people are getting it. I mean, they see what's happening. And, you know, we've got models that are out there telling us that we're going to have a couple hundred thousand people in body bags. That has been adjusted several times. Now we're down to, you know, maybe 50, 60,000 people. But the fact of the matter is they've used these outlandish numbers to scare the holy what-have-you out of people. And this fear has driven the narrative. And when it's come up hollow, and then the easy out for them is to say, oh, it's because you've been good boys and girls. You've been washing your hands. You've been social distancing. You know, look at, you know, we're Americans. I mean, I got to say that I'm sure people are washing their hands and they're mindful of social distancing. Is there 100% compliance? I don't think so. I don't even think we're really getting 50% compliance. I think the thing is going by the wayside because it's running its course, not necessarily just because people are washing their hands. That's my humble opinion on this.
Well, exactly. I mean, why isn't Florida as bad as New York at this point in time, especially considering the age?
The demographics, yes, exactly. No.
It'd be a lot worse, but yeah, somehow it isn't.
Right. Well, and, you know, the thing is that, okay, well, and we see other countries like Sweden, for example. They chose not to shut down their economy. Their two neighboring countries, Norway and Switzerland, decided to do so. So here you are, just as a region, and you look at it and you go, Sweden's doing quite well. I mean, they're wearing masks, they're watching social distancing, they're being hygienically concerned and aware. Again, not 100% compliance, because when I see people walking down the street, you know, some are, you know, get close, some are not wearing masks. But, you know, that is the nature of our humanity. You're not going to get 100% compliance. So I think it's self-serving when, you know, some of these doctors, you know, whether it's Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx, claiming some sort of success because America has been behaving itself. You know, we're a bunch of rebels, man. This country and this whole idea came out of our rebellious attitude. You're going to tell me that everybody's going to strap on a mask and watch their, you know, their 6 feet of distance? I don't think so.
I'm impressed with how compliant we have been so far, but there are limits. And
exactly.
Even in the end, there's going to be two stories written about this. One, as you said, that said it worked, and the other one that said it didn't make a difference, and neither one is going to agree.
Well, and no doubt we're coming to the limits, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, look what you saw last week with the protests in Michigan and Minnesota. We had one here in Richmond where people went out and had a picnic in the Capitol complex. And but then, even then, there were more media there, I think, than protesters. So,
right.
I mean, and the media is the one that are telling us to be mindful, and there they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, like anything, in order to maintain credibility, you have to be able to perform. And this is the interesting dynamic about this whole crisis, is that you have a health element, you've got a political element, and you have the reality of the economic element and a growing number of unemployed Americans. And boy, you want to get America cranky again, like they were under the Obama regime, take away their jobs.
And that's unfortunately what's going on for a lot of people. I mean, hopefully we can restart the economy and these people can get back to work, but the longer we stay out, the more we're going to have problems.
Well, without a doubt, even though at one point we had 7 million more jobs than people, we're going to have to get into a retrofitting type of instructional period of time to get people up to speed. And hopefully they haven't gotten so depressed in the meanwhile, David, because this is one of those things that we're not talking a whole lot about. When the president introduced this concept, it went by the media, went right over their heads. They had no clue to realize what the effects of unemployment would do, and the big impact is psychologically. It will drag people down. It will put them in the fetal position. It'll keep them on the couches instead of doing what they know is best for them, and that is, you know, to get back to work. Because at the very heart of our humanity is we want this sense of productivity. We want to feel like we are contributing for our families. We're contributing for, you know, our cities, our states. You know, we're contributors, not people that are taking away. We're givers, and we are adding to the proposition of the free market system.
And at that point, we're going to risk, rather than a second wave of the virus, a potential first wave of suicides from people. I mean, there's already suicides. I think they're on the uptick.
Exactly.
Because people are losing hope. And why are they losing hope? Because the government has closed.
right. and are forced everything to close.
Well, and the other thing, too. Well, the other thing, though, David, is that the narrative out there and the mainstream media is so reckless and irresponsible with the stories they're telling, only because they feel like if they give some sort of objective opinion, whenever, even in some of the liberal media, when there is somebody who seemingly goes rogue and has something positive to say about President Trump, oh my goodness, they pigpile on that person. You know, it's like, oh, wait a minute, how come you can't report on the reality, the positive reality of what we're experiencing? But no, let's just keep it all negative because, you know, as I say, that other dynamic that's all part and parcel of this war that we're enduring is the political aspect. And yes, we're not that many months down the road for the next election.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people that have taken this and hijacked it for political means, and unfortunately now we're being held by that rather than the actual crisis at hand.
Well, this is why people are going out and buying seeds and planting tomatoes and going in their boats, because they go, wait a minute, we're still going to put up with this stuff. I mean, we've given you 4-6 weeks. That's enough. If you guys haven't figured it out by now, I mean, based on the evidence here, you keep giving us, you know, these estimates, but you can't even seem to really have a sure handle on this. And, you know, anecdotally, by the way, in my neighborhood, you know, we don't see a lot of people dying. Here we're doing okay. I mean, this is in some cases, and I know this absolutely drives the the health people nuts when COVID-19 is likened to some sort of flu epidemic.
Oh yeah, but the thing is I do know some people that are affected by this. One, mm-hmm. The husband was really stricken. The wife, she has no more than a cold. And then of course there's all these people that who knows if they've had it or not. Some people just don't present symptoms, and yeah, we're all, most of us are probably sitting back every time we have shortness of breath or wake up in the middle of the night. We're thinking, oh my God, I think I have it. And yeah. Who knows? Maybe you do.
Yeah.
It's not a death sentence for everyone. It's not the walking dead like a lot of people are trying to portray in the media. And unfortunately, a lot of people are worried about that kind of thing.
Well, I figure as long as I can taste my burrito, I'm okay. So far, so good. David, you wrote about conservatives reminding a CEO of the moral imperative of sticking with free market capitalism. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Explain to our audience what's going on.
Well, we sent an open letter to Larry Fink, and he is the CEO of BlackRock. He is one of the biggest people your listeners have probably never heard of, because he is in charge of a $7.4 trillion with a T, bank of investments. He shuffles this money around, and he every year sends a letter out to other CEOs to say, hey, this is how we should be doing things. Here's my wisdom to you, kind of like Warren Buffett sometimes mm-hmm. does. And this year, he said that BlackRock is planning to shift away from shareholder primacy, where companies should be looking out for the best interests of the people who invest for them and looking out for stakeholders, which is an amorphous term for anybody, but we all know it means the liberal political activists who have been filing shareholder resolutions against corporate America in the last couple years, and turning corporate America into their muscle to get the political agenda that they can't get through in the legislatures. And this is a very clear and present danger, because our free enterprise project at the National Center for Public Policy Research has been pushing corporations for years now to keep to the free market principles that have made them great. And unfortunately, there's a huge pushback from the left to try to get these companies to do what the government can't do because the voters won't let them. Mm-hmm. So this is government by another means.
Exactly. Well, David, we're going to have to stay on top of this. Look forward to having you back and getting an update from you. David Almasi, Vice President of the National Center for Public Policy Research. Stay safe and well, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Looking for